Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, inviting you to tune in for Community Matters on Sunday morning starting at 8:30, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through issues that matter most to you right here in Warren. 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on the Greatest Hits 92 Gold.
This is Community Matters on 92 Gold. If it matters to you, it's on Community Matters.
Thank you for joining me here on the program. I'm really excited that we're able to be able to talk about the upcoming Pops at the Fountain concert. And Brian, I'm excited to hear from you because you have had the interesting and diligent opportunity to work with the
Summer Music School. Yes, and the interns. And yeah, it's always a pleasure. I enjoy my 3 weeks down here. And we have a different, you know, we have ranges of all levels of skill. And so I've been working with the orchestra at the Summer Music Program, which has been going on, Brenda, for
over 30 years now.
Yeah. And it's such a great opportunity. And it's one of the few things that I've ever seen that exists as a summer music program for music and art. I mean, this is just, you're so fortunate in this community to have such a thing. And it's run by a board and Denise Pearson, who does a wonderful job. So I've been working with all different skill levels, also teaching strings and, you know, teaching violin and cello and doing a little class called Rock and Rosin, where we do, you know, some Beatles tunes, and I teach the kids how to do some chopping on their violins. And,
really?
You know, not necessarily with an axe, but, you know, it's sort of a technique that that rock and rollers play in string playing a lot. But, yeah, it's been very rewarding and interesting.
That is really interesting. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk a little bit about with that is one thing that I am interested to learn a little bit more about. So when we talk about this group of kids that are going to be joining the orchestra for this concert, you have a whole different variety of the instruments that you're kind of working with them with. So what is the variety that kind of includes? We're looking percussion all the way to string.
Oboes
and brass.
To brass, to strings, to we have a pianist. But also, this is actually going to incorporate a choir, too. We're the show choir, along with interns, are going to sing From Sea to Shining Sea, which is based on America the Beautiful. So that'll add something to it. And then also, the dance class is going to be doing a little dance to Leroy Anderson's The Waltzing Cat. So it's going to be like, a gong show in a good way, though, you know? And then I have Lauren Angelina, who is our concertmaster's wife, singing The Sound of Music, highlights from The Sound of Music. And then also we're doing some selections from West Side Story. I'm going to have Lauren sing that as well, and there's going to be a special vocalist for that as well, a male vocalist. A la la la.
Oh no, it's you.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And it's really fun because along with that, we play let's get ready for 4th of July, right? So it's this Stars and Stripes Forever, the Washington Post March, and, you know, at one of those, Brian will probably go out into the crowd.
Oh, yes, for sure.
Give somebody his baton, mm-hmm. and they're going to conduct it. Probably, you know, Stars and Stripes or...
No, actually, they're going to do the main theme from Star Wars.
Oh, they're doing Star Wars.
Yeah, it's the 45th anniversary of Star Wars, I think, this year.
Wow.
So we're doing the main theme from Star Wars. And that's when I will go and pick somebody from the audience to conduct. Now, there's a prerequisite for conducting the orchestra. You have to have... no ability as far as rhythm goes. You must be able to not carry a tune in a bucket, and and
well,
you must
right.
be able to not wave your arms like a banshee. So, you know, so I will like quiz the audience to find out who is the least talented for the job.
Well, I myself would like to volunteer.
Well, yes, a saxophone player, that is sort of a handicap right there. But
that's what
some people say, you know, this is interesting. I don't have any saxes in the orchestra this year, huh? And I normally do. I mean, but
really?
Normally a symphony orchestra does not have a saxophone. There's a couple of things that do. I mean, Mussorgsky wrote a couple of pieces, but because the saxophone is such a newer instrument,
yeah.
you know, and so that's why you don't see normally saxophones in the orchestra. But yeah, we're doing highlights from a chorus line. And then we're doing some theme and variations on a theme by Handel by Maurice Whitney. Let me see what else is on this program. I said Star Wars. Oh, yeah, A Fifth of Beethoven. Ooh. The disco version.
The disco version.
Yes.
Do you remember that? I think it was on Saturday Night Fever, the old movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome.
It's cheesy.
I'm excited.
But it's a summer pops concert. It's an outdoor thing. It's, you know, it's, you get the audience, you know, tapping their toes and having a good time. And we're going to start the program, actually, with a bagpiper.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. And we have a great host this year who's going to host, do some announcing for us. I'm sorry, who is that? Oh, that's you.
I wonder. Yeah. Yeah, so it's going to be a really great opportunity. I'm honestly looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to all the different music that you guys have coming up for it. And one thing that I am curious to get everyone's information for, where is this going to be happening? And where will people be able to set up for this? Because I understand, you know, you guys have been doing this for a little while, going on the, I believe, 6th year for this, but because of rain and because of COVID and things like that, it's had to kind of take a little bit of a break. So where are people going to be setting up for this?
Yes, we always had a rain location, though.
Right.
So if it does rain, we will do a performance anyway.
Yep.
We will find a venue, we'll have it announced, and pray not for rain. Right.
And we'll be right out here on 2nd Avenue. Basically, we could look out the window from where we are now, and we'll be right across. The orchestra will be set up facing the fountain, closest to Liberty Street, and then the audience sits back from there and we just bring their lawn chair, enjoy, streets closed off. We will have amplification. We're using our same guy we've used for a long time. He's great, and he knows how to do music for 75 people, which is really difficult, you know, to mix a 75-piece group. Yeah, it's a really good time, and it's hopefully a nice night, and you know, it kind of gets everybody ready in the mood for 4th of July, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It couldn't be a better lead up to the 4th of July, and you know, especially with the 4th of July festival getting ready to kick off the next day, it's really a great opportunity for that. Now, one thing that I'm excited to talk about with this is that you are going to have an extended and enlarged, you know, orchestra for this concert, because you're combining the music school with the regular orchestra for this, so it's going to be a really large and extensive opportunity.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun to put the two together. It's sort of like a mentoring program for the students at the Music Summer School to play along with the people from the Warren Philharmonic. So it's really good opportunity for them. Also, it's a good opportunity for the choir to sing with an orchestra as well, and you know, dancers to perform with an orchestra. But where was I going with this? It will be. There's about 25 students from the summer music program that will be joining us. So,
wow.
Yeah, we're looking at 75.
75,
roughly.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that being said, that means that when you start to work with them on this, and you've been working with them for quite a while, teaching them and getting an opportunity to work with them on all of these things. Now, my question is, have you had an opportunity to work with the Warren Philharmonic on that side of it, or have you mostly just been working with the summer?
No, we bring the orchestra together that day, and we will rehearse in the street that afternoon, I think 4
five,
o'clock?
Five.
Five.
Yeah.
So we rehearse at 5 o'clock, and we'll go through it for about an hour, 15 minutes, we'll get through it, and then put the show on at 7. So, no, it's I pick a program that's actually readable. It's nothing, you know, we're not doing a Bizet symphony or anything like that that's crazy.
Right.
This is like light entertainment. I mean, it's a summer pops program. So you don't want to make it too heavy. But,
Yeah, you know, remember when we talked about doing the Bizet and then we were doing the Scottish symphony.
Mendelssohn
and how much we were practicing.
Yeah,
this is not one of those things where you have to practice 4 or 5 days a week for 4 weeks to get ready for it.
You sit down about 2 hours before.
And most of the orchestras actually played these pieces before, because it's kind of like a cycled group of pieces that we use for these pop concerts. Cause we always play the Stars and Stripes. We always play the Washington Post. I mean, so those are, you know
really,
those because you played them so many times. And we like to play what people like to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fun program. It's really a lot of fun.
And that's the thing that I'm really interested in, why I'm really excited to be able to hear this program that's going to be coming up for this concert, because you're really introducing a large but cool, varied mix of different things in there. When you look at the Star Wars theme, mm-hmm. and, you know, some of the other things that you're doing with it, it's going to be fun. It will be.
I'm planning on having a heck of a good time.
And it can't rain. That's it.
And it can't rain.
Well, you know, I'm thinking that it's not going to. We're all hoping that it's not going to, and it's not going to.
There you go.
Absolutely. So with that being said, again, that's just a reminder. It's going to be taking place the Thursday, the June 30th, and that's going to be happening 7 o'clock here on 2nd Avenue in downtown Warren. And it's going to be really an exciting time. It's going to be something that you're not going to want to miss. And I know I'm excited for it. We're going to be here for 92 Gold, and we hope to see everyone else out there.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I look forward to it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for taking the time to go through this with me and talk about it. I'm excited that we can get the information out there, and I'm excited that you guys are putting this on.
Bring your lawn chair, bring your hats, and, a cooler.
Bring a bottle of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a nice evening.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited for it, and we're looking forward to it. So,
Lakeshore Community Services is doing it again, paying you great wages to work at Erie's best social service agency. Our new sign-on bonus is $2,700. That's right, $2,700. And only high school or GED required to qualify. Apply today and start at $15.60 an hour. Great pay, great job, making a difference. Find out more and apply at lakeshorecs.org. That's lakeshorecs.org. Lakeshore Community Services.
Community Matters on 92 Gold.
Thank you for joining me here on 92 Gold. And joining me today here on 92 Gold, I'm very excited. We're going to be talking with Bill Thompson. And Bill, you're part of two really big things here in Warren that I want to discuss. First of all, we're going to talk a little bit about Music in the Park. It's already kicked off and it happens every Friday. It's at Soldiers and Sailors, and you guys do a really great job putting that together.
Thank you.
So, with that being said, that's going to be taking place again every Friday, and that kicks off at about 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock, yep, and goes till 9 o'clock.
Awesome. Yep. And you guys have a really great variety of musicians that are out performing there, and it's always a lot of fun. And I understand that you have worked together with Savannah here from WCCBI to make the Music in the Park and the Food Truck Festival at Betts Park kind of one in the same. It's going to be the Friday the 1st.
Yes. Yeah, we're moving Music in the Park to Betts Park that Friday night. So.
Wow. Okay. So now I understand you're doing that as you're also really a big player in the 4th of July committee, and you guys put on the 4th of July celebration here in Warren. So I understand that you are doing a couple things different this year. And one of those things that we talked a little bit about before we started recording was the parade. And I understand that you had to choose a different route with that this year.
Well, we did. And then it went back to the original route. So we are going west, which is the normal route.
Oh,
so
okay.
it ended up in the end to that. We're going to the original route. So the roundabout isn't going to be constructed or anything till, I think they said, probably starting in August. So
that saves it then.
Yeah. Saved it. It did. So everything's pretty much the same, in that aspect.
Okay. So that parade's going to take place on the actual 4th of July, Monday, the 4th. And what time is that going to kick off at?
Well, the parade kicks off at 11 o'clock, but I have some different artists that will be singing patriotic songs, and that'll start about 10:30.
Wow, that's really cool.
Down at Joseph Warren Park.
Oh, okay. So that's where that is. Now, one thing that I wanted to talk about, because you guys had the parade there in years past and Park. So I understand with the events that you guys have going on, you actually are putting together a really cool slew of things that are going to be taking place over that whole weekend. And it's going to coincide with what WCCBI is doing with the Food Truck Festival, right? It's going to be all at Betts Park.
So Friday night, as we mentioned, Music in a Park will be at Betts Park. That will be from 7 until 10. The food truck event will kick off at 4 o'clock that Friday evening, and we'll go till 10 also. So and then on Saturday, of course, like I said, the food truck event will continue, but it'll start off at 11 o'clock. And then we have a fireman's battle at 11 o'clock. And then something that we've brought back from years past, but it's called Warren's Got Talent.
So what is that?
Basically, we're looking for local talent to basically sing or whatever their talent is. Competition will be on Saturday from 1 until 4. And then on Sunday, the finals will start and we'll have the top 10 will compete to win. And that will be from 2 to 5.
Oh, wow.
So to register for that, you have till, I do believe, June 25th.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that definitely is giving people opportunity if they want to get signed up for it there. And what I really like about this is it's an event that takes place over multiple days. So it's something where they go and they, you know, do the first round and then you come back for the second round and you see how it all turns out. That's really exciting. Now, the other thing that I really enjoy about this is the great music that you're going to have for this. You're going to be bringing in, I know Small Town Revolution is going to be on Saturday. So would you like to talk about who's going to be there on Friday?
Well, actually Small Town's going to be there on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. That's all good.
It's all good. Yeah. Friday night will be Backlog. And then Saturday will be another local band, Surprise Guys.
Surprise Guys. Okay.
Yep. They'll be on Saturday. They'll take the stage from 7 until 10. And then Sunday, as you mentioned, will be an Erie group, Small Town Revolution. They're a country act. And they'll take the stage also at 7 o'clock and they'll play till 10. And then we have the fireworks display at 10 o'clock with Gibson Fireworks Company.
That's really exciting. Now that's going to be taking place on Sunday night, right?
Yes, awesome. Sunday night.
So it sounds like it's a really exciting weekend of entertainment that's all going to be, you know, culminating with those events on Sunday into Monday and then into the parade on Monday. And so it's definitely something that we're really excited for here in downtown Warren. And Savannah, you are from WCCBI and you guys are the other half of this event that we've been working on and talking about. And we're talking about the Food Truck Festival. So with that being said, would you mind going through some of the different food trucks that are going to be available this year?
Sure, Aaron. And thanks for having me on in a partnership with Bill for the 4th of July celebration. We're really looking forward to the weekend of fun events and activities like he had mentioned. The Food Truck Festival is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday only. And as Bill had mentioned, Friday it starts and we're going to have about a dozen or so food trucks. And we have a little over a dozen crafters that'll be in the vendor village, we call it, over by the bocce court. And those include everything from like the YMCA, they're going to do bounce castles. We have hair products for ladies. We have beer products. There's t-shirts, people that are going to be printing and doing like custom mugs, any wooden carving, lawn ornaments, different flags. It's a whole mix and array of different crafters that we haven't had before. So we're excited about that. And a couple of the new food trucks that we're expecting are Table 105, which is a great addition. The Taco Inc. in Warren County has a food truck. So we're excited to see that come out for the first time in our community. And we've got the standard ones, from taffy to cotton candy, snow cones. We're hoping for some nice weather. So cool off with a snow cone or an iced coffee from White Cane Coffee. He'll be back again. And we'll have burgers, dogs. There's going to be barbecue. Tabbouleh's Treats is coming. So something for everybody.
I really can't think of a better combination of two events. You know, you look at 4th of July and you look at the celebration that, you know, goes along with it. And you look at the amazing music. Well, you know, really, we're combining essentially three events here. You're looking at the amazing music from the Music in the Park that you guys have been doing, that you guys have started putting on since the beginning of June. Well, really since the end of May, beginning of June. And, you know, then you can look at the food trucks and stuff like that, that people love. And the fact that it's all taking place in Betts Park, where you have a ton of really cool events, like you've just mentioned, that are going to be taking place over the course of that whole weekend. So if you're anywhere in or around Warren County, Betts Park is the place you're going to want to be this whole weekend.
Absolutely. And pray for good weather.
Yep. Kudos to Bill and the entire volunteers of the 4th of July committee. We couldn't have done our event without them. And it just brings so many people in, not only for the parade and the fireworks, but the music and the talent he provides. And I also think that addition with the open mic night is pretty great. So there's a lot of things that we at the Chamber are even looking forward to experiencing for the first time. So we appreciate that partnership to Bill.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And you know, I got to say also, us here at 92 Gold, we are more than thankful and excited to be able to just talk to you guys here today about this stuff and be able to highlight this, because it's something that we, you know, we love being part of. We've enjoyed the parade in all the years past, and it's something that I'm excited for this year again. It was a lot of fun last year. It's been a lot of fun in all the years past, and we're glad to see the 4th of July celebration continue and to see it grow with the Food Truck Festival.
Well, thank you, Aaron.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys for, you know, taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for listening to Community Matters. If you have any questions, inquiries, or suggestions, feel free to reach out at warrenradio.com and click contact.
Hi, I'm Aaron Mee, and I'm inviting you to tune in to Community Matters Sunday morning starting 8:30 a.m. brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services. Join us as we talk through the issues that matter to you right here in Warren at 8:30 a.m. Sunday morning, brought to you by Lakeshore Community Services on Warren's Country Station, 104.3 Kinzu Country.